With me in the studio is Catherine Reinhart. She is the grand poobah when it comes to history, genealogy at the Sonoma County Libraries. Catherine, thanks for being here.
Thanks for the invitation.
Happy holidays to you. You know, yesterday I sat with one of the professors at UC Berkeley for about 2 hours, and he asked me questions about the fires and about the fire coverage, and that is going to be a part of UC Berkeley's record.
Oh,
a historical record in an oral history fashion mm-hmm. of what happened here during the wildfires. And of course, it got me to thinking about how we were going to, we, Sonoma County, were going to, make a record, keep a record, add to a record of mm-hmm. what's happened to us over the course of the last couple of months. And nobody better to ask that question to than you. Thoughts?
Yes, and we do have a lot going on in Sonoma County with regard to capturing the stories and the current history of the fires. The library, for instance, the library is working with an organization called the Internet Archive,
mm-hmm.
and we're using something called Archive-It to capture all the web content that's related to
wow.
the fires.
That's a lot. All of it's going to be a lot.
It is, and it's not, it's things that maybe people hadn't thought about. The GoFundMe pages,
yeah.
the social media posts, things that are relevant to what happened, but that will go away from the internet.
Yeah, that's right.
Unlike stories on the Press Democrat or other media sources.
Right,
so
right.
we're really excited to be doing that. One of my coworkers, Joanna, at the library is in charge of that piece of documentation.
Well, you know, it's interesting because obviously we all have a lot to say about what happened. We mm-hmm. all have so many stories, and mm-hmm. we're just starting to go through our broadcast of those, you know, the initial 7 to 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard it yet. I'm a little leery about listening to it just because, you know, doing it is one thing. But listening back to it, I think is going to be, kind of emotional.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Some of the other things that are going on, the Sonoma County Museum has initiated we've met twice now. They're gathering together different arts and history organizations to see what we can do collaboratively.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be doing their,
makes sense.
I don't know if you've seen their website. You can actually go on the museum's website and, you know, if you have an artifact related to the fire that you want to share or a written story, they're taking that on. They're also working for Listening for a Change, our local nonprofit who does oral histories. And they're also working with the arts community and the library and others. So the library is a part of that.
So it's a very active process, this
Definitely.
Recording of this moment in our history.
Yeah. And then some of the other things that a little further out, on May 12th, the Library and the Historical Records Commission and several of our other partners will be hosting a Preserving Your Family Archives event for those who are fortunate not to lose their treasures during the fire.
Yeah.
Start thinking ahead because we realize it's not if we're going to have another disaster.
It's when. Yep.
And we hope to, I'm working with some folks that did lose their homes during the fire that can maybe be a part of that process and lessons learned, you know, if I'd only done such and such.
Yeah.
So it can also, it's going to be a two-way exchange.
So it's almost a preparation.
It's preparation.
It's a look back and a look forward.
Yeah, and a healing and a preparing. And then in October, which will be, it's hard to believe, it'll be the anniversary
yes.
of the fire. We're coordinating again with the Historic Records Commission and many of our cultural partners in hosting what we're going to call a history crawl.
Is that like a pub crawl?
Well, a lot of other communities do what's called an archives crawl, where one day people from the community will visit different archives and museums and historical societies and libraries. Well, we want to do that in Sonoma County, and so that you'll have a day to visit, you know, whether it's, you know, as far south as Petaluma, as far north as Cloverdale, the different museums, and entities that hold historic records, do exhibits, and that is something that we think will be attractive to not only folks who live here, but people from outside the community. And we know that a number of organizations will be having their own exhibits to honor the fire.
Yeah, especially at that time. Of course, there's going to be a lot going on then. Mm-hmm. And hopefully there will be a lot of brand new photographs.
Exactly.
Of rebuilding in Sonoma County. And won't that be fun to watch?
It will. And and bringing people into the county.
A
rise. And that wine is great. Beer is great. But we have so much to share in art and history and other cultural offerings.
No question about it. And that's one main reason why people come here, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One other thing I wanted to mention about the library is that we've played our own role in the recovery process.
Yeah, I've heard a little bit about this story, not from you yet, but I do want to hear about it because it sounds like lickety-split, let's move this stuff to make sure we keep this stuff.
Right. So there's two things. The library is the official archive for Sonoma County. We have a 3,800 square foot facility out at Los Gillicos that's owned by the county. It's a big warehouse.
Which was spared also.
Yeah. The fire came within less than a quarter mile. So we're working on that. We've hosted a disaster preparedness and recovery workshop at the library. So we're developing our own disaster plan in coordination with other groups in the county. So we're preparing for that. But then also, I just wanted to say, I mean, things like that we have in our library, aerial photographs and maps, historic pictures. What else did I write down here? Clipping files. We, you know, Hewlett-Packard lost a lot of their records.
Yeah.
Well, we have actually a lot of things that they might be interested in knowing that we
have. Yeah, that's really good. And you're going to be able to serve a lot of people in this regard and beyond just businesses too, individuals who lost records mm-hmm. and, historical documents and things like that. What is this?
So, yeah, for instance, for the rebuilding process, we've been able to help people find things in old newspaper articles that maybe describe when their subdivision was built, who the builder was, that kind of thing. And then we've also been getting a lot of calls from media from inside and outside the county wanting to talk about the comparisons between these fires and the fires that occurred here in 1964.
Yeah, and I'm just looking at a booklet that's called Fire in the Redwood Empire, a pictorial review of the Hanley and Nuns Canyon fires.
And it's sure
eerily similar.
I know it's been said before, but it's really strange.
Yeah.
And then we worked, it's really something that was really helpful is the city of Santa Rosa, their GIS department provided an overlay that shows the Hanley fire and the Tubbs fire. And then the county did the same for the Nuns.
Yeah.
Fire and the Nuns Canyon fire. So people have been quite interested in that we're able to disseminate that
information. It just takes one glance to realize, same spots. They got bigger this time, but same spots.
But this has raised a question for me, Pat. So people have been talking about the comparisons. Okay, now we have more population, more homes. But I'm curious about the changes in the techniques of fighting fires.
Oh, boy. Can you imagine?
Yeah. So that's part of an important part of the conversation.
Huge, because the education that we got and we were able to share about the science of firefighting was an essential part of our coverage. And in fact, to the point where, when I was finally let back home, mm-hmm. able to go home to Kenwood, the fires were still active in the hills. And had I not known what CAL FIRE's intentions were, I probably would have turned around and evacuated again.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew what they were doing
right up
there. And whether it was backfires or, containment lines or whatever. So the science of the fire, firefighting was super helpful to us.
Mm-hmm. And how many advancements have been made.
Yeah, I would hope that the firefighting is a little different than it was in 1964. Well, we were spared a lot of our historical documents and things like that, but I know you made every possible effort you could to make sure that that was true during the course of the fires.
Yeah, and we had help. Our library commission was, stepped up to the plate and was in touch with Board of Supervisors and so forth. And so now we're looking ahead and we're going to be prepared and in the meantime, making records accessible to those who need the information.
Yeah, it's a good resource. In fact, if you want to know about the place where you live, all of the, even the family records that you may have lost in the fires, so much of that could be available to you. And can we just give you a call?
Yes, you can.
Okay, at the History and Genealogy Center of the Library.
Yes.
And what's that phone number, Catherine?
707-545-0831, extension 1562.
1562, and open from?
So Mondays and Wednesdays, we're open 10 to 9. Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, we're open 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 4. And we're located next door to the Central Branch Library in Santa Rosa on 3rd Street. We share a building with the Adult Literacy Program.
She knows what she's talking about. She's the manager of the History and Genealogy Department, Catherine Reinhart. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Pat.
Much more to talk about in the new year. We'll see you then.
Great.